This is the Gospel of Grace, proclaiming the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to all mankind. Here's Vic Reed.
Thank you, sir. It's a privilege and honor to be here again today. I thank the Lord for having mercy on me. I tell you, if I went for his mercies, I'd be consumed. Even being saved and born again, I don't keep myself. I can't keep myself. His grace keeps me. By grace through faith are you saved, not that not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not a works lest any man should boast. I got nothing to boast on today, and I'm not here with great swelling words of man's vanity, boasting on myself, but I'm here in sincerity and in truth. And God seeketh such to worship him in sincerity and truth, just like he told the little lady at the well. She came, and this little lady was hungering for something, and she was empty on the inside. She had been searching for years. She had been married 5 times, so just like the Lord told her. He said, you've been married. You indeed have 5 husbands, and the one you're living with now is not your husband. And she had been seeking for peace and satisfaction in things of the world. But the Lord knew this, and he passed by her way. That's why he came to this well, because he knew. He said, I must needs go through Samaria. And he sat down on the well and waited for her. And then when she was going to come to draw water, he asked her a question, engaged with her in conversation, and he dealt with her through that. That's how God deals with you, through his word. And the word was there with her. She had the privilege of seeing him physically and speaking with him physically there. And God dealt with her through his word. And today he deals with you through his word, and he's seeking such that will worship him in spirit and truth still today. That's how you get saved and born again, by believing in what he had to say in his word. He sent his word. God sent his word. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that's how I got saved. I believe from the heart. And a lot of denominations these days don't really understand, and that includes the Baptists. Every other denomination, 99% of them have never been saved. And I'm not boasting, and I'm not preaching Baptist. I'm boasting on the Lord. He saved me. The Baptist never did nothing for me. But God saved me because I believed his word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And God, when you hear his word, and God speaks to you through somebody that's real, that has the light of God in them, that's bringing the word to you, that's how you're dealt with. He gives you faith to call out upon him. He gives you faith and deals with your heart. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides asunder soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It's a discerning intent of the heart. It lets you see yourself. It's like the Bible talked about, that a man behold himself in his natural face in a looking glass, and then he goes away. He forgets what manner of person he is. And when the word of God's around, it's good for you to listen and take heed and listen with your heart and pay attention and seek him. And believe what's being said. God will speak to you through his word. And it's got to be from somebody that's been saved and born again, though. God don't use those that are unsaved. He don't use these so-called con men and con women. You hear these million-dollar preachers that are in these churches today and on the airwaves and on the TV sets. God don't use them because they've never been saved. Their gods are belly. They're clouds without water, dumb dogs that can't bark. And they're twice dead, plucked up by the roots. The Bible talks about those type of people. They're money men. Like Brother McGee said last week, I heard that after we got off the station here, he said, religious racketeers. I've always called them con artists and sideshow carnival acts. And that's all they are. They know what they are. And I'm not trying to get you to turn me off here. If you belong to one of those churches, I'm going to tell you today, I'm trying to warn you. I'm trying to help you. Just listen to what they're trying to tell you. They're trying to get into your back pocket. They take the gospel and they hear it from people. And I know that Billy Graham is on that station, and he's probably one of the only ones on I think it's called TBN. Well, probably the only one on there that's real. And they take that and they put on that station and they listen to him and they take that and they know what they're doing. They don't believe in God. They have no fear of God. And they listen to him and they take that word because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to law of God, and neither indeed can be. They in the flesh cannot please God. God speaks to his children and reveals his word to his children. And Billy Graham was a man of God. He really preached back in his early days, in his young days. And they hear that, and they take it, and they add their own to it, and they always twist it around. about sending in your money. Give them, you listen to it. That's the bottom line, is they want your money. They want to get in your back pocket. And today I'm here, I'm not here for your money. I don't want your money. I'm not here to deceive anybody. I'm not here to throw stones. I'm not here to condemn you, like the Lord said. He didn't come to condemn. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He loves you today, and I love you. When I got born again, I was born of his love, and instantly the transaction was made, and I received God's love into my heart. I was a different person. I got up off my knees, and I was a totally different person. Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. All things become new. And Peter warned about those type of people. You read it over in the book of 2 Peter. He talks about these people, their wells without water, clouds that are carried away with a tempest. He said the midst of darkness is reserved forever. And he goes on to talk about Balaam. They follow after Balaam, the son of Bosar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. And God had to take and rebuke him. He was riding on that donkey there, and then he got into a way where he couldn't turn left or right. God had already tried to speak to him. This man was, he was a false prophet. He wasn't saved, but he was trying to curse Israel for money. He was running after the money. And then there he was, caught into a place where he couldn't get out, but God had mercy on him, and the angel came, and the donkey spoke to him, and said, have I ever done anything before? And then God opened his eyes, and he saw the angel there, and it was about to smote him with the sword, and I believe he might have got saved, but he was a false prophet, and the Bible tells us that. And he goes on and said, for people, when they hear, and it's better when you hear the gospel, it's been to listen and take heed and receive it. Receive the word, engrafted word with meekness. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save the soul. And that word is engrafted with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's in that word. And if it's coming from somebody that has life in them, the Bible talks about the Lord, and him was life. And this life was the light of man. And when you get born again, you're born of his love. You're born in sin. You're dead in trespasses and sin. All are born in sin. We're all born dead. Spiritually speaking, we're still born. We're dead. And when you get saved and born again, he lights up the soul. He becomes alive inside the soul, and we have life. And he's inside. The seed remains, God's seed. The Holy Spirit remains, the gift. But he said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. It remains in the heart. And he keeps me today. That's how I'm kept. And that's how I can keep his commandments. That's the only way I can keep his commandments, is because they're put in my heart. In those days, after those days, he said, I'll write my word, my commandments upon their minds and in their hearts, and they'll be a different person. And I've been different for over 32 years. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I want you to have a taste of this word today. I want you to be saved. I want you to be born again. And there was a little man that came, this little fella, he was a nobleman, and he came, and his son was at the point of death, and he came, and he spoke to the Lord. He said, sir, my son's at the point of death. He said, I want you to come down to my house. And Jesus said, except you see signs and wonders, he said, you'll not believe. And this little nobleman, he said, from the heart, this is what he was saying. He said, Lord, I don't know about signs and wonders, but when I believe in my heart, he said, if you don't come down, my child's going to die. And that's what he meant. He said it, and he meant it, and God knew it. And God knows all things. He knows the heart. God is greater than the heart. If a heart condemneth, the Bible said, God's greater than the heart, knoweth all things. If you're condemned inside your heart today, you've never been saved. If you still have the condemnation of sin, you can enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, and you can enjoy that when you've never been saved. The love of the world's in you. The love of the Father's not in you. You've got a condemned conscience, though, but you've never been born again. When you're saved and born again, you can't love the things of the world, because the seed remains, and it cannot sin. The Holy Spirit there says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. But this little man, when he told the Lord that, that's all he needed to hear. It came from the heart. God said, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed it, and he went on. And I believe, like Brother Green said, I believe he might have stuck around today to listen, because he went back. When he got back, it was the next day, and he inquired, and they came to him. They said, your son, he's alive. And he said, what time was it? He said, they told him yesterday at the seventh hour his fever left him. He said, so the father knew that it was at the same hour in which the Lord said unto him, my son liveth, and himself believed in his whole house. They believed from the heart, with the heart, man, believed that this helped them, and they believed that he was the son of God, and God used that to save their souls, and they got born again. With the heart, man, believeth unto righteousness. And the Bible said, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Those two go together. He said, I believe, therefore have I spoken. With the heart, man, believeth in righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You don't confess to just speak out of your mouth to get saved. You got to speak from the heart to God. I never said nothing when I got saved. When I got down on my knees, my heart was broke. He's nigh to them to be of a broken heart and save us such as be of a contrite spirit. And you've got to receive the engrafted word. The word, when it's preached to you and God speaks, deals with your heart. That's why Jesus said, he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, he said, I'll be part of you. You be part of me. I've given it for the world. He said, except you eat of me and drink of my blood, eat of my flesh, drink of blood, there's no life in you. And then they, of course, they said, well, we can't, how are we going to eat of this man's flesh and drink of his blood? Well, that's when you receive the engrafted word. When you receive God's word, when you repent, accept, you repent, and you receive it, it comes into your heart. He lights you up on the inside, puts his spirit, he washes you in his own blood because he can't put the Holy Spirit in an unclean place. The Holy Spirit has to go in a place where the blood is. And the Bible talks about that. But without shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. Almost all things by the law are purged with blood. That's almost all things. That's not the conscience. That's not the heart. All those years, those priests, they couldn't continue on, the Bible said, because of death. But this man, seeing he ever liveth, and may makes intercession for all those that come to God by him. And he keeps us. He not only saves us, but he keeps us. And he saves you today. He's the only one that can cleanse you and wash you in his blood that he shed. He paid the price. You can't add anything to or take anything away from what God's done. Don't try to add anything or take away from this great salvation. No matter what the church world tells you, what the religious world, your denomination or anything else, or non-denomination, you must be born again. And only Jesus can do that. There were no denominations in this day. God, when the Lord gave himself and started the church, it's the church of Christ. John even said, when he said, I'm not him. I've told you I'm not him. I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. God sent him. He was the prophet there, the last one to cry out and to tell the world that he's coming. And then he said that, I'm just a friend of the bridegroom. And he said the church belongs to him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. That's the church, the bride. It belongs to the bridegroom, which is Jesus. He said, but when I stand and when the friend stands and hears his voice, he said, I delight greatly. He said, this therefore my joy is fulfilled. He said, when I hear him, that's him. He said, I know it. It fills my soul. And when you're born again, the word fills your soul. His spirit bears witness with ours that we are the children of God. We have the witness on the inside. And when I hear a man of God stand or somebody that's really born again and God speaking through them, it thrills my soul because it bears witness in my heart because we are alive on the inside. We're lively stones. He's the chief cornerstone. He's the living stone. When you get born again, he makes you a lively stone, and you're built upon the same foundation and as the prophets and the apostles. That's what the Bible tells us. When I got born again, I'm on that same firm foundation. Jesus told Peter, he said, the gates of hell can't prevail against the church, against this rock. He said, on this rock, I'm going to build my church. He wasn't talking about Peter. He said, on this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And once you're saved, you're always saved. You cannot be removed from the body of Christ because he paid a great debt for it. He purchased with his own blood, his own precious blood, being born again, not a corruptible seed, incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever by the precious blood of Christ, not by corruptible things of silver or gold. He paid the debt for sinners. He paid your sin debt today, and he'll save you just like you are. If you'll believe from the heart, get by yourself and do some praying. That's what I'm saying. Believing from the heart, call upon him. From a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he'll save you just like you are. I want to see you in heaven, but I see my time's gone. Do some praying, please. Amen.
Christ our Redeemer died on the cross. died for the sinner, paid all his due. All who receive him need never fear, for he will pass over you.
You've been listening to The Gospel of Grace with Vic Reed, a ministry of the Kings Road Baptist Church in Fayetteville, Georgia,
where the pastor is Jared Reed.
You may write to Vic at P.O. Box 447, Tyrone, Georgia, 30290. Please tune in again next week at this same time.
I will pass over you.
Inspiration is what you desire, and we're your provider. Love 860 WAEC.